Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back in the building once again with the greatest man alive. We are here. It's the Band of Brothers radio show. And as always, it's me, the architect in the building, because I'm not going anywhere, man. They're going to have to pay me to go on vacation. I'm just going to be here doing what I do. And as usual, I have the usual suspects in here. We got the Fashion Maverick in the building. What's going on, man?
What's going on with y'all? I'm over here chilling.
Chilling real good, man. Oh, I see you put your shoes back on. I see you had the barefoot thing going on. He was like extra comfortable in the studio. But I ain't mad at you. The Love Doctor, Romeo, is in the building, man. What's going on?
How y'all doing? It's 85 degrees outside. The best way to chill is a daiquiri and some good sex.
Yes, sir. That's why he's a Love Doctor. I didn't see that coming. I didn't know where he was going, but it ended well for me. I appreciate that. Yeah. Sounds good.
That's how you chill.
Yeah, I might have to try that.
Let's chill.
I would agree.
Might have to try. Well, you know, Say is out the building, Mr. I'm Just Saying. You know, he has to tend to his 200 kids. And yes, I said 200 kids, Mr. I'm Just Saying. I know you're gonna appreciate that. But yeah, he had to take care of some business, so he's running around doing his thing. We'll see him on another occasion. But we do have somebody else in the building today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure you guys liked him from last week, and we finally got him hooked up and ready for an appropriate introduction. Yeah! C-Murder is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. How you feeling, C-Murder?
I'm feeling good, baby. I'm blessed. Beautiful day outside. I'm ready to roll.
I would feel good, too, if I had some intro music like that. Now I got to find something for myself.
Man, I'm about ready to spit something.
I'm about it.
C-Murder is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, we're ready to get right into it. We're not going to keep you guys holding up any longer because we got a lot of topics to get into. We're going to get right into the rapid fire today, the pop culture rapid fire. We're just going to spit some things off that we've been discussing that's been on your social media timelines and some things that's been going on. So we're going to talk to y'all about it. We're going to share some thoughts. Y'all can share some thoughts with us on the MixLR app. Make sure you guys chat and comment and chime in. That's the only way I'm listening to you, really. Anything else you put out there, say, I won't be bothered with it. But if you chat with us while the show is going on, I might give you some feedback based on what you said. And trust me, we have some topics coming up that all my ladies I know are going to want to chime in on. So pay close attention and feel free to share your comments. Feel free to leave us a comment, CultureShockEntertainment.com, CultureShockEntertainment on Facebook, CultureShockENT on Twitter, all that good stuff. Trust me, after you hear this one, when we get there, you're going to want to have something to say. So find us if you will. But without further ado, let's get right into it. Shots have been fired already. So the first one out the gate. I know y'all saw it. I sent it to y'all. For y'all that are listening, it's on our website. Make sure y'all go to the pop culture section to look up all the stuff that we're talking about today, because it's some interesting topics. But the first one out the gate, and I'm going to just ask it like it was asked on the video clip. Do you guys allow your kids to cuss?
Mm-mm, no.
Absolutely not.
Okay. And I know everybody's looking like, I mean, of course not. What kind of question is that? You know, that's stupid. How dare you? Whatever, whatever. But I had to ask the question because apparently there's a reality show that's out right now. And forgive me because in the clip, it didn't say what the reality show was. I'm going to have to do a little more research. You guys probably know, listening audience, you probably watch it right now as we speak because, you know, you guys are reality show junkies. You know, it's not really my thing per se. But on this particular show, they showed several different occasions where the mother was with the daughter and the daughter was just, you know, cussing like a sailor, you know, just flying off the handle and saying whatever, whatever. And, you know, they did the little confessional thing that they do when, you know, where they interview you by yourself. And the little kid was like, well, you know, Jesus said damn and had some other words in the Bible that he said. So, you know, why can't I say it? So I'm like, wow, that's very stupid. But, you know, it's a kid. Hey, that's what kids do. You know, they don't know any better. That's why we're here to teach them. So then they cut to the mother in her clip. And the mother's logic was, hey, I cuss and say some of these things. And, you know, they flipping back and forth between her cussing out the customer service lady and this and that. So she's like, I say some of these things. So I don't want to be a hypocrite and tell my child that they can't say them, you know, if I say them. So I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, I may be in a minority because I know I like to do things old fashioned, stuff like that, that a lot of these modern people don't do. So I want to ask you brothers and also the listening audience, you can feel free to chime in. Is this normal? I mean, feel free to start wherever. I mean, I see everybody getting a migraine from it, but just go. I'm not going to even point to anybody.
I kind of get what the parent is saying as far as I tell you to do something, but at the same time, I'm doing it, mm-hmm. you know. But it got to be some level of respect. I don't allow my kids to cuss. Mm-hmm. I don't play cuss music, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, if they do cuss, it won't be around me. It got to be a level of respect.
Right, right.
So, I mean, kids do cuss. I mean, kids gonna be a kid.
For sure.
I grew up, I didn't cuss around my parents, even though they cuss.
Your brain was auto-programmed to shut off when you saw an adult.
There you go.
Yeah. Not in these days, Mm-mm. in age. Mm-mm. But go ahead. I mean, y'all feel free to chime in. See murder, Mav. I mean,
I'm the same way. You know what I'm saying? My kids already know what it is, you know. No cussing inside my house. So, I mean, right now, they pretty young anyway, so.
I mean, this little girl was probably about 7 or 8. Right. Maybe 9.
I think the ignorant part is that, I mean, you listen, so it's like the parents saying, well, I do these things, so it's okay for my daughter. So, if your daughter see you sleeping around, well, hey, it's okay
pretty,
for you.
Pretty much.
You know, so I can do whatever mommy do.
Yeah. That's what it's saying like to me.
Smoking a cigarette too, I guess.
Right.
Then you have parents. Would you club with your child? Would you smoke with your child?
I've actually seen that before.
This is what happens, though.
I've seen a mother and a daughter pregnant at the same time. I think we were middle school. It had to be middle school. I don't think we went to high school together. Yeah, they were pregnant together. Nice little round bellies, mother and daughter. So
both of their boyfriends didn't go to the high school.
Yeah. I hope not. I didn't investigate that deep. I surely hope not. But, you know, who knows? See, Murder, where you at, man? Your kids come in cussing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that happens. It would be a problem, trust me. But, no, you know, we were all raised... you know, not this curse period, but you know, I have a 15-year-old and a 6-year-old. So my 6-year-old, you know, I'm pretty much all right. I'm cool. But my 15-year-old, we were all 15 before. You know what I mean? And he's been told, like, listen, dude, no cursing. Period. You know, when you leave the house, you're respecting me and your mother's name, and you know, you do that 24/7. Now, I know he's going to be teenager. They're going to be teenagers. You know, I was the same way. I did curse. Mm-hmm. I'll admit to it, but it was never around an adult. Yeah. These kids today, bruh, I mean, we were on a family ice cream outing here in the neighborhood.
Right.
And, of course, it was a bunch of teenagers there, all from the area, and they had no respect whatsoever. I heard B this, F this. I'm looking around like, really? Are you seriously? You're just going to let it fly out your mouth while we're just sitting here? So we actually left. You know, my daughter was sitting there. I think she's like 4 or 5 at the time. I'm like, no, we can't sit here and be, you know, subjected to this garbage. So we actually left.
So what, would you say something to a kid nowadays? Cause back in the day, you might get chopped in your throat cussing around an adult. No. But I mean,
it's a fine line. I'm that type of person. I would, because I really don't care, because I'll choke a child. I mean,
I'm all for that.
I'm just that's just the way I am. I you know, these kids today, I call them the devil, not my own, but. You know, when you're out in public, in the malls especially, man, they just behave in a way like, are you serious? You have no respect, no home training, you know. So I don't have a problem with talking to a kid. But the problem is, I'm quick-tempered. I don't want to go to jail for putting my hands on a minor. Uh-huh. So, you know, most of them today are quick and fly at the mouth.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Mav. Because, you know, it's kind of, the situation is tricky because you got to, you don't excuse a kid for cursing and all that. But you got to, my reluctance in saying something to the kid is because, somebody else is allowing you to do this.
Yeah.
So, my question to you, what is the chance of you confronting a kid and they actually respecting you as an adult and listening to what you have to say, percentage-wise?
Man, it's a real low percent. So, I mean, most of the time, I'm probably just going to leave, you know, because...
So, give us a number. Like, what are you thinking? Like,
I don't know. The way that I come at them, I mean... They probably will respect me because, you know, I might pull them to the side and just give them some game right quick.
And see, and that's why I asked that, because you'd be surprised. I mean, they're disrespectful because they're allowed to be disrespectful, but don't mean that they won't respect somebody that will confront them.
Yeah, so I'll probably put them to the side and give them some game, you know, and then they'll respect me and my family, you know what I'm saying, until we leave. But, you know, everybody else is going to be different. But I don't know. I mean... like 6 out of 10 or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
60%?
Something like that.
That's about a good ratio, close to half and half. I mean, we have to try it out and see. So, Ro, what would you say? What's the condition? We need the doctor's diagnosis on the mental condition. What is the problem here while we got the cussing kids and now the cussing reality show star?
Well, you know, I'm not going to blame it on the rap music. It's the rap music, you know.
Right, right. Is that sarcasm or you really feel that way?
It's not the sarcasm. Music. You know, older people feel like it's the rap music. I think it goes to the upbringing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So hold on, pause before you. So you don't think that it's the music?
No, it ain't the
music. Okay, well, go ahead. Okay, good to know.
It's the upbringing, you know. This is the way I look at things. The way you do things in the house, you're going to do the same thing outside. Like, for my son, he jumps at the furniture at home. Mm-hmm. My wife tried to figure out why he had church jumping on the furniture, because we allow that at home.
Right.
So if I allow my kids to watch, you know, certain videos and I play music in the car and they say a cuss word, I'm thinking, why check them? Well, I play it in the car. They just rehearsing the lyrics they hear or things like that.
Okay. So it's not necessarily the music, but it's your... By you not saying anything about it, it's your indirect endorsement that says, okay, this must be okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, that's very interesting to know. We're going to leave it right there, because as with all the topics that we deal with, we can go on for days and break it down and dissect it, but we won't. We'll allow you to be a part of the show today and allow you to do it. Go ahead, chat with us on the MixLR app. Sign in, do what you do. Give us your comments, give us your opinions. Tell us if you agree or if you don't agree. Either way, we're still going to share our opinions. It's not going to really change anything, but we'd like to hear what you think. But other than that, let's go ahead and move on to the next topic. And if y'all haven't figured it out, it's a gunshot and the shell dropping. I mean, you know, I like that, because, you know, the shot's fired. That's what it feels like right now. You know, I had the topics lined up a certain way, but I'm going to skip this one. And we're going to go and save that one for last, because I kind of got a feeling of where this is going. So without further ado, let's go ahead and go to the next topic after that. Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, so we got the Caitlyn Jenner controversy going on, this thing. Well, you know, I still call him Bruce, you know, like the meme is out there saying his mama named Bruce, I'm calling Bruce,
right?
You know, I'm if you're born a man, I'm gonna continue to consider you a man, if you, and vice versa if you're born a woman. But they call him Caitlyn Jenner. Let's go with it. That's his alias, aka Caitlyn Jenner. So okay, we know that recently he just won the ESPY Arthur Ashe Award for athleticism and courage and all of that fun stuff. And it was a lot of debate around it, whether or not he deserved it. It was a lot more deserving parties that should have won it, this and that and another. But in my research, and this is, you know, kind of still in the rumor phase, but, you know, it's sources are saying that there was a under the table agreement that if you give me, being Caitlyn Jenner, this award, we'll exchange with you, ESPN, spots on our highly rated and highly publicized documentaries and our reality show that's on the Eat Network and all this stuff that we're doing that's getting millions and millions and millions of viewership. We'll give you promo spots if you give us this award. So we instantly jump from the debate of, were you even worthy of getting the award in the first place, to, is this foul play? I mean, on one end, you look at it as, ESPN is a business, and my business is to market and promote. Hey, you can have your own moral code and all that. We got to make money so we can charge these advertisers a certain amount so they can be on our network. We got bills to pay. We got retirement plans that we have, all this other stuff. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think that's foul? Do you think that's acceptable? Does it dilute the situation? Does it further exacerbate your feelings about this is not fair? Whatever your thoughts is, what does this make you feel now, knowing that there might have been an agreement in place for him getting that award?
Wow. That's downright shady, if that is true. Underhanded. I mean, I did read an article about, you know, had he received the award, it was supposed to be, you know, they were supposed to get some shout outs and he's supposed to get a movie on Lifetime or whatever and some plugs here and there. I'm like, all that just so you can stand on stage and sound deeper than me and accept an award.
Right.
You know what I mean? With the dress, it was just horrible, man. I actually DVR'd it, came home from work and I watched it, man. When they got to, I'm going to call him Bruce. They got to Bruce, man, I actually fast forwarded. He talked for like 2 seconds and I said, you got to be kidding me. This voice is deeper than mine. I actually fast forwarded. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, if they got a under the table agreement going on just for him to receive an award, and, you know, that's shady. That's all I can say about it, flat out.
All right, I'm gonna ask this weird question before we go around the rest of the round table. You just mentioned about his voice and him sounding more manlier than you. Now, it just popped up in my head. I'm just thinking, I mean, if you call yourself transferring into a woman, should his voice have to change too? I mean, should you have to work on that, get that surgically repaired?
Absolutely.
I mean, should you have to go the whole way? So, I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, if you're gonna do it, I feel you need to go all in. I mean, you can't be talking like Barry White. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got C-cups up top. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of weird. I'm just thinking, bro, where you at, man? I see you deep in your situation over there. What do you think? Do you think that's foul play? What's your mindset on this?
I think it's foul play. I just think everything as far as big business, it's an economical move. You know what I'm saying?
Money.
And for a production company to continue their product life, they had to kind of like, I won't say lower their standard, but kind of like transition and conform to what's going on in the popular society.
Mm-hmm.
To accept this lifestyle and this change so that they can get more people to come to them when they feel like they outcast at a different network. You see that?
Right.
Because they might be a certain field, you know, of that, you know, lifestyle. They feel like we can't get service here. Let's take all our service here.
Mm. Right.
So if you got like 15 billionaires that decide to transition to that lifestyle, they take their 15 billion to this particular network and they start working together. So it's all an economical move, you know?
So we shouldn't expect any authenticity when stuff like this go on. Because, I mean, like I said, the question was already there was, I mean, you were a champion in like the 60s, 70s. Right. Why in the world are you getting an award now? And then right. you have this on top of it. It's right. like, should I take you seriously right. when stuff like this come out? Or should we just consider all this a PR move? Right. What do you think, Mav?
I don't know.
Hold on. We got a special sound effect for you whenever you talk. Whenever you hear that, we know Mav just dropped a bomb on us like he's known to do. So go ahead. Tell us what you got.
I ain't got too much to say about him. You know what I'm saying? Sound like some foul play to me. I agree with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Some under the table type stuff. I don't even want to even hear too much stuff about it, man. It just creeped me out, period.
What does it do to you to see this? Man, this shim, if you will, you know, out here, you know, gaining notoriety.
Man, it's just nasty.
It's nasty. Okay.
And why is it called the Arthur Ashe Courage Award? I mean, is it courage because you decide to change this lifestyle, or
and that's been the debate?
The reward for your abilities as a sports.
It's supposed to be courage related in your field of sports. Right. You know, and they had a couple other candidates you saw all around social media. One guy had got his arm blew off and he was competing in like triathlons. Mm. It was like a lot of people that did courageous stuff, like lost limbs or nearly died and stuff like
it's
that.
Crazy, man.
And they were like in the running, but you give it to this guy because he wants to put on a dress.
I mean, it's like a veteran getting a Purple Heart for great service, that's you know, right. putting his life on the line. But I mean, changing your lifestyle, that's not courage to me.
You got
to expect, hey, that's like every black person that came off the boat should get an award.
Right. I heard one artist say that it is courage, and I understand where they're coming from, but on this platform, that's not courage. I mean, because it is kind of courageous to say, hey, this is how I feel. People are going to mock me and look at me different, but I'm going to do it anyway. Mm. And that's, you know, like I said, a whole topic in and of itself, but that has nothing to do with sports courage.
None.
And like I said, I had to look him up personally, you know, when the Kardashians finally started getting popular and stuff like that. Like, who is this Bruce Jenner Olympian? Because it was before my time.
You and me both.
So you mean to tell me 30 years later, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, we passed you up all these years. We've known the facts about, you know, your historic accomplishments in the Olympics. But now all of a sudden we want to give you a sports courage award when you put on the dress. It's like the whole thing is fishy and kind of off course. Right. So, you know. You know, it is what it is. Once again, you guys can chime in on that one, too. Let me know if y'all think it's fair, if it's on the up and up, you know what I'm saying? Or if do you feel like it's nasty, like the Mav says? I mean, before we move on to the next topic, does this change your view of ESPN and, you know, the sports mega power that they are? Or, you know, is this water under the bridge?
It don't change my view, I guess, or understand that it's a business and they got to maintain, you know, because think about it in the future. I mean, we thought about 10 years ago that people wasn't really coming out the closet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see on this Lifetime movie when she plays in, we had that Diana Ross song, I'm coming out. I want the whole world to know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like an unofficial anthem of theirs, yes. But you know, yeah.
I mean, ESPN doing what they got to do. 10 years from now, that other networks going to be like, why we didn't do what ESPN did? So.
Food for thought. All right, well, moving on to the next topic, man. This one's... I kind of even don't want to hit the button to transition because this one kind of hurts a little bit, but we got to do it. We got to. Let's go ahead and fire up the next one. So in my endless effort to read and gain knowledge and research, everybody knows what's going on with Bill Cosby. We know about the whole debate with the drugging of the women and the rape and the sexual assault and all that. So a couple weeks ago, court documents were released, I want to say from 2005, it was a court testimony from a civil suit that he had and he was in trial for. And they released the the dialogue that he had in this this testimony, saying that he did drug women and they knew about it. So in the documents, he actually admitted to drugging women. So it was actually out there in the news and media. We finally got some evidence saying that, hey, this historic, legendary figure of a man that he is actually may have done this. I mean, it's court documents, and he's under oath saying that he actually did it. So that was shocking and a bombshell in and of itself. But then I ran across an article with his wife, Camille. She comes out and she says that all of these women knew about it, and they're basically making a big deal for nothing because they knew that he was drugging them. I usually like to, you know, lead the conversation where I wanted to go, but I'm gonna just leave it right there. What do you think about that comment?
How do they know they was being drugged? I don't even understand that.
Weird, man. Weird. Go ahead, take your time, Charles. Take your time, C-Murder. You ain't got to rush into this, because I know. I mean, it's tough to digest, man.
I was hurt, man. I mean, we all grew up watching The Cosby Show, one of the greatest sitcoms ever, in my opinion. It still is.
Yeah.
You know, and then when all the women were coming out one by one, I'm like, all right, they in it for the money. You know?
Right.
Okay, then the fourth one, then the fifth one, then you got to like 10, 15. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here? I'm trying to blackmail the brother, you know, and then, you know, I kind of let it go. I was kind of like when Claire Huxtable, that's not her real name, but...
Felicia Rashad.
Felicia Rashad. I'm sorry. I had a major crush on her, too, but when she came out and pretty much, you know, defended him.
Right.
You know, I was like, yeah, somebody finally stand up and said, no, this is not true, blah, 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 you know, so I kind of let it go. But then when the documents came out, I was like, oh, no, Bill, seriously, dude. I was crushed, man, really. You know, he has done a lot, you know, for black colleges, for our people.
A lot.
So, you know, giving us good encouraging words and, you know, and the importance of getting your education and, you know, post-secondary education and all that. And then to hear this, I'm like, it's all that is tainted now, all of it.
So what do you feel about what his wife said, that, you know, these women should stop tripping? And I'm paraphrasing. You read the article for yourself. Once again, all of these articles and these pop culture topics that we're dealing with today are actually online. So go to the pop culture segment and you can look it up and read it for yourself. But basically, in a nutshell, she said all these women are tripping because they knew they were being drugged. They knew that they were being drugged. So why are you tripping about it now?
Yeah, how do you know that you're... That doesn't make sense. You know, you can't be coherent. How do you... Depending on what... Well, I say it was Quaaludes, but how do you know you're being drugged?
Yeah, she made it like it was like they was popping ecstasy pills together. You know, you're going to pass out afterwards. Like, how do you... I don't see anybody openly saying, hey, like, you know, Bill come with the Bill Cosby game. Like, hey, you know, I'm about to drop this in your drink. You cool with that? Okay, let's do it and boom, you out. Like, first of all... My gripe with it is one thing, you know, and we have a tendency to put people on a pedestal. It's one thing to say the man cheated. I can see that. And you Bill Cosby, you can get who you want. But the drugging part is like, did you have to drug? Like, was this like a weird fetish of yours? I mean, because I can't see you being Bill Cosby and you having, I mean, you got all the attributes that people are looking for. You got all the money you can ever want. You got the fame. You got the notoriety. You funny. And we know you got swag on deck. So, I mean, what you need to do all this for? It's like, it's weird. And then for your wife to come out and say, yeah, they didn't stop tripping because they knew anyway. It's like, what? Help me out, Mav. I mean, I need a Mav quote on this, man. What do you think, man? How does that register?
I don't know. It seemed like they was having a party or something, giving drugs out. You know what I'm saying? Packs
That's what the statement almost sounds like to me. Like, but this was like, we popping mollies and they just so happened to be Quaaludes and you woke up not knowing where you at.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, if you know, keep them from saying that I didn't know I was drugged, it keeps the public from knowing that he's a serial rapist.
Right.
If I consent or, you know, say I agree with these drugs and let's have some sex, Bill, that means I'm in agreement with you. But if I don't know I'm taking something and you drug me, that means you raped me.
Yeah.
So you gotta look at it like that. But his wife standing by his side saying, well, they knew. It's like she giving an excuse.
Yeah.
But my thing is, she's saying they knew. So what conversation did you and Bill have for you to make that determination? I knew my husband was cheating.
Wow.
Well, like I said, clearly you get to a certain level of promiscuity, infidelity. your spouse knows. I mean, they know. They might not know an exact number, but they know you out here doing your thing. Mm-hmm. But do you think it was a legal move, like you said, to say, well, if we put it out there that they knew, then it was more consensual?
Most,
you know,
definitely.
What I'm saying?
Most,
yeah,
definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you think about the mind of a rapist. You know how he gets down. He got to rape his, you know, rape his victim, but he had to seduce them. He got to be a seduction. So that means that date rape drug.
Right. Quaaludes. When I saw that, it's funny. When I read that, you know, he said it was Quaaludes, it instantly took me to that quote from Friday. You know, give it a look. Another Quaalude? She loved me in the morning. Like, what? Is that what a Quaalude is? I never knew. So that's crazy. But let me ask this before we move on. You got Bill Cosby, and that name stands on its own. Bill William Cosby.
Doctor.
Doctor, yeah. EHD, which I never figured out what kind of doctor degree that is, but that's what it shows whenever the Cosby Show comes on. William Cosby, EHD. But whatever, I digress from that. So you got that. You got the controversy. Is his legacy independent of this controversy, or all the things that's going on in the news and media right now, does that take away from the Bill Cosby that we knew, loved, and grew up on? And why y'all thinking about that? I'm just thought, the Cosby Show, of course. Different world. Yeah. Bill Cosby Misters. Fat Albert. Bill Cosby as himself. One of my favorite stand-ups of all time. Mm-hmm. The tens and tens of millions of dollars that he's given to HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. I mean, this dude was a philanthropist to the heart. You know, all the different people he counseled, all the people that worked for him, which what makes it strange for me, praise him to the high heavens. Mm-hmm. But then you got this other side.
It don't take away from what he did for us. You know, it just kind of let us know he was kind of creepy on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you look at, man, look at David in the Bible. Mm-hmm. He was a great man of God, but yet and still, he had some lust issues.
Yeah.
And he was a murderer.
Right.
I mean, you got Bill Cosby, great man. Think of your own self. You could be a great person, but there's something about you that's lurking, that's deep in you, that's seated, rooted in
that
you.
That is true.
You know, that you're wrestling with. And if you ain't got the right, you know, knowledge and understanding, you're gonna react in a situation. And so I guess he loves sex outside of his marriage,
right?
And my thing is, they're talking about him being a rapist, but my mind is like, well, I thought he was faithful. He's not a faithful dude.
Mm-mm.
It's like when that thing with Jesse Jackson came out, you know.
Mm. See, I never trusted Jesse Jackson. Bill Cosby was my role model.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know how I feel about it right now, but at one point I used to always joke and say two things. One, I had to meet Bill Cosby before he dies. I'm just assuming that he's going to die way before me. I have to meet him before he dies. And that would be the only star that I would actually be starstruck to see. Mm. There's a lot of people I like and admire. Everybody else, you're just a human being to me. That would have been one where I was like, oh my God, that's Bill Cosby. Like, he's in my presence. Mm. And I don't know. I got to let this digest a little more to see. I might still feel that way. I don't know, because the man has done some historically great things. Mm-hmm. We'll see as time moves on. But go ahead, C Murder. What do you think? Are they automatically attached, or do you separate all the great things that this man has done from what's going on in his life right now?
Wow. Well, you can't. I mean, what's done is done. If you've done something, I mean, all the things that he's done, you really can't take that back. So, yeah, you can kind of praise him for doing the things he's done in our community for the HBCUs, but you know, back then, to do that, I mean, it's kind of scary. It makes you think, like, okay, he's kind of sadistic. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
You giving women drugs to have sex with them, and you go from that to now you're on a podium in front of colleges, you know, on stage telling jokes, and how can you just turn that off? So to me, that's like that's an illness in there somewhere.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like when it hit the Catholic Church, you know, that big old scandal.
Right, right.
Started to unfold, you know.
That's
crazy,
scary, man.
I don't know. So, yeah, y'all definitely chime in on that one. Like I said, I don't know where I'm at. I mean, we definitely don't condone it. He needs to be held accountable for what he did, plain and simple. Mm-hmm. But does he need to be taken off the Mount Rushmore of historically great black people? I don't know. We got to hold off on that. Take a vote and see where this thing goes. So, y'all let us know. Feel free to chime in. Give us your input and your thoughts, because I honestly want it on this one. So, without further ado, let's move on to our next rapid fire pop culture topic. And I promise you, you're going to want to pay close attention to this one, because it's going to be near and dear to you lovely ladies out there in the listening audience heart. So let's go ahead and get all right on into it. Let's go ahead. Let's fire up the rifle and let's get ready to shoot. So I came across this video. It's about 3 minutes and 13 seconds, and feel free to look it up on our website. I'll probably post it on the Band of Brothers radio page and on the Culture Shock Entertainment Facebook page so you guys can have a chance to see. But there was this young, lovely, beautiful, strong, powerful black woman talking about the plight of the strong black woman, or the quote that we like to use, that I'm a strong black woman. So I'm going to just give you a couple things that she said about the mindset of a strong black woman. First of all, she said that being a strong black woman is really a code word for saying that I lack femininity. I have an overbearing personality. I need to be in control, and I lack respect for my man. That's what she said being a strong woman is code word for. And I must say that was pretty interesting. I was just talking in the production meeting that I wouldn't even, the video, and you guys have to go look it up, I wouldn't even have to speak for myself. I just put her up to the podium and let her share her thoughts on some things. So, man, I'm going to just go ahead and continue reading these off, and then I'm going to let you guys chime in, because I know you brothers got something that you guys want to say with this. So she said, any woman who feels that they need to be handled, because the quote was, you know, the common quote that women use is, I'm a strong black woman, or I'm a strong woman in general, I need a man that can handle me. So she said, you know, things that need to be handled. First of all, chemicals need to be handled. Pets need to be handled. I think she said like drugs. She named off a whole bunch of things that need to be handled, but women shouldn't be handled. You know what I'm saying? It should be a cooperative relationship. And she said, if you're a woman that feels you need to be handled, or you feel you need a man to handle you, what's going to happen is typically you're going to get manhandled. Either that, or you're still single and you brag about being a strong black woman, or a strong woman. I keep saying black woman because I got a certain picture in my head, but a strong woman in general, and you need somebody that can properly handle you. Or your man is a passive aggressive mangina simp. These are not my words. These are not my words. I did not say that. This is what she said. She said, you are one of these three things. You're either getting manhandled, which is definitely not good, and we've done a show, and we'll probably do several other shows on domestic violence. You are single, and you brag about it as if you're just too good for any man to come by and get you. You know, I'm strong, and, you know, most men can't handle me and this and that. Or my favorite, and I wasn't even really thinking about it like this exactly, but it's a good one. Yeah. Your man is passive-aggressive. He's a passive-aggressive mangina simp. So basically, he's the woman in the relationship. I mean, she was just firing him off, and I'm like, preach on, sister, because it sounds awesome to me. What do you brothers think? Let me know what you think about the quote-unquote strong woman, or the independent woman as well, which is funny. When you guys go to listen to the video, she has Beyonce or Destiny's Child Independent Woman playing in the background. And I find it so hilarious, because I always say that that's when we got a turn in the man and woman relationship, when that song came out, and all of a sudden every woman wants to be independent, but you can't figure out why you're over 30 and single. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So brothers, let me know what you think. Go ahead in and do what you do. Let's start with the math. We want to go right to the top of the food chain. What you think, Mav? What you think about these strong women nowadays, and what's your thought on a quote-unquote strong, independent woman?
What's my thought on a strong woman? To me, they kind of out of place, you know. They,
I can see the chat room blowing up on that one. So.
What you mean I'm out of place? Let me put you back in your place.
Oh boy!
And then the silence after that.
Finish up, man. We're not gonna stop you. I just had to put that out there, because I mean I see them all running to the laptop ready to comment.
seem like they want to take the man role, you know, and kind of want to be, I don't know, maybe disrespectful to different men, you know, and kind of make men feel just out of place, you know. But real men ain't gonna stand for that, you know what I'm saying? So
that's so, another one.
So them the women that's just gonna be they gonna be single, or I mean, like the one chick was saying, they either gonna be dealing with a soft type of dude that's gonna stay with them, you know what I'm saying? Period. Okay. Or they either gonna get beat up or something, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I mean, That's my take on it.
So I ain't gonna drill you too much, but I'm gonna come back because I know it's more inside that whale. I know it's more in there. See, Murder, what you got, man? What I mean, what, how do you feel about the strong woman? And I'm using quotations for you people that can't see the strong woman. How do you feel about it?
Wow. Well, I'm gonna state this, that I'm an alpha male.
Right.
There's no way around that. That's right. I mean, you can ask my wife about that. I'm a man's man. I was told that in church today, actually.
Okay. Confirmation. There you go. From the Lord.
Yeah, I'm a man's man. I'd appreciate that. You know, mm-hmm. That's what I was born to be. Nothing less. And, you know, the strong black woman thing, it's, you kind of want a little bit of it. It's in the aspect of you want her to have your back, you know, and to be there for you when you need your spouse. You know what I mean? In certain situations, she's there for you. But to, you know, again, example, my wife is a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she manages. She's been managing for a
That's
while.
That's what managers do. They manage.
Exactly. Gotcha. They manage. And so, you know, you delegate. And then, you know, she had the tendency to come home
and still be a manager
to our castle and think she's still managing. So I'm like, hey, baby, no, take your PNC badge off. I said, you're home now, you know, and I bring it down a little bit, you know. But it does cause a lot of confusion. It causes, you know, heated debates, arguments. You know, we get into, well, we're teammates, and that's true, but on a team you have a head coach, you have an assistant coach,
you have a captain,
you have you have a captain, you have players. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this particular case, you know,
you have Tom Brady and then you have everybody else,
right? Exactly. So, you know, when I break it down to her like that, she kind of looks at me and, you know, she kind of wants it, and she knows she has to accept it. You don't have a choice in the matter. Otherwise, we won't be together. This is not going to work out.
Yeah.
So, you know, to have the attitude, well, I'm a strong black woman. Okay, that's a great feature to have, you know. But you need to, you know, if you want a husband and you want to be married and you want their marriage to be what it was meant to be, then you need to kind of digress a little bit, kind of, you know, I don't want to say get in your role, but, you know, I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, but
join the club, man. Join the club.
But I'm just being honest.
Play your
man.
Role.
I can't be no other way about it. We all have roles in life, and that's one of them. You know, you have a man's role, you have a woman's role. You know what I mean? We can coexist together if you can stay at your role and I can stay doing my thing.
We're going to shut down the station today, man.
We'll be all right. Happily ever after.
Love, Doctor. Reconcile us, man, because I can see relationships melting down as we speak, man. Help us out.
Well, you look at just, you know, in general, being a strong woman, I think it started in the beginning. As far as you look at the caveman lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
They went out and they hunted. But the woman was always like a domestic engineer, and she handled things at the house.
Right. I like that. Maybe you should change their title to that, domestic engineer. Maybe they feel better.
And so they know how to handle things. The home life, they was independent. They handled that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at a strong woman, because look at Eve. She was created out of the exact substance that Adam was created out of. An equal substance should have equal abilities.
Mm-hmm.
You right. See that? She's not less.
Right.
So if she can lead, if I can lead, she can lead. See, my thing is, I love an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I decided to leave you, you can still handle your business without me.
Mm-hmm.
I love a woman say, I don't need your child support. Oh, thank you.
Right.
There you go. Okay.
So it all depends on, you know, who you chasing after.
Right.
Now, if you know you ain't nothing and you like independent women, you looking for a mama. That's all.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that mangina that she was talking
yeah.
about. Yeah,
so.
Got you. So let me ask this, and I got several follow-up questions I got to ask you, brothers. But you said they're both equal, right? You know, came from the same material and all that. So, you know, that instantly brings me back to the business mind. We can be in a department store or something like that. You know, big companies have several supervisors. Mm-hmm. You can be a supervisor. I can be a supervisor. But I'm a supervisor over the men's clothing department. You over, you know, orthopedics or something like that. So we're both supervisors, but we got different roles. So is it a sense of you need to understand your role? And let me go ahead and charge it up for me too. Okay, whatever.
You said it twice.
Right. You know, understand your role so that you can coexist? Or is it we live in a modern time now where, no, we're literally equal. I do what you do, and you do some of the things I do, and you better get along with the new age of things. I mean, how should we look at this thing now?
I think when you look at corporate and then your household,
mm-hmm.
it's two different rules, you know.
Okay.
The woman should know, like you say, her place at home. But it has to be
everybody's on board now. Yes. Everybody's on board.
But it has to be an agreement, you know.
Okay.
Not that we get married and you do all the cooking because you're the woman.
Mm-hmm.
But if my profession is a chef and I enjoy cooking, I'm going to do that for my spouse.
Right.
But if she can't cook, don't marry her. I mean, sorry about that.
Right, right. Gotcha.
That's counseling coming out in me.
Gotcha. I feel you on that. But, you know, that's a modern day problem. And, you know, what I've learned to, what I've been seeing over the years, I should say, is you find a lot of women that are undomesticated, and it's more so because of how they're raised in the household. I remember my mother said something to me, and it tripped me out once I got to college. Thank God I didn't marry a woman like that. But she was like, you know, I'm teaching you how to cook and clean and do all this stuff for yourself, because you might find a woman that don't do it. Mm. And I'm sitting here, I'm early teens. I'm like, where do they exist at? Like on Mars? Like what kind of woman don't know how to do normal basic stuff? And then you get older, you see, she don't know how to cook, she don't know how to clean, she don't know how to sew, she can barely wash, she throwing the colors in with the whites. Like, you don't do that. Who told you should do that? Don't know what type of detergent to get. It's like they're undomesticated because they haven't been taught anything. And now this is trickling up into modern day relationships, where inherently men are like, you know, still certain things I expect. You can make all the money in the world that you want. You can do this, you can do that. And we are equal on pretty much every playing field, but there's still things that I am equipped to do as a man that you're not, and vice versa. There's things that you're equipped to do as a woman that I can't do. And, you know, I'm learning that more and more with raising two daughters. It's like, it's certain things, of course, if something was to ever happen to my wife, I can be there for my children and handle the role, but not to the same level. I've never dealt with the emotional state of your first period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know how to handle that, girl. Stop all that whining. We're going to get you some stuff. Stick it up there and keep it moving. That, you know, that'd be my philosophy. But being a woman, you understand that differently. And then vice versa, dealing with a man, and as they come to age and they start feeling themselves and, you know, they growing into manhood, you can offer instructions as a woman, but you can't give it quite like a man could. That's why you can yell and scream to the top of your lungs, and, you know, you got to overwork yourself and almost beat somebody half to death before they listen. And the man can come in there, put a little bass in his voice, and the whole world stops. You know, and these are small examples. There's so many different things, you know, that go on when you're talking about man versus a woman. So I think it is a lot to do with the love doctor Pastor Romeo over here saying it does have to be understanding. And I think this thing, this epidemic that's going on with the word independent woman needs to be properly defined.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You need to understand what that really means. So I'm gonna throw that out to you, brothers. What does it mean? First of all, let me ask this first. Let's go here first. This is one thing that I hear, you know, with the new age woman and, you know, the strong controlling woman, if you will, is that they don't want to be vulnerable in a relationship because they don't want to put themselves in position to be hurt. But a relationship is built on trust. It's ultimately, if you plan on being in anything long term, especially marriage, you got to trust me enough to know that how we operate, I can hurt you, but I never will. So how do you feel about that? The woman that hits you with the, I don't want to be vulnerable. This is why I act the way I do. This is the way I don't, you know, we're kind of going on the same path, but we're parallel. We're not connected. How do you deal with the I don't want to be vulnerable woman?
I think you got to be consistent in your actions. If you say something, you have to follow up on a continual basis.
Talking about the man or the woman?
The man.
Okay.
Because you can say, baby, I'm going to do this Friday, but Friday come, oh, something came up. That triggers something in her mind. Here we go again. My last relationship was just like this. So women keep those things in their mind. You know, certain things kind of trigger emotional things, and it's like, well, he's gonna be just like the last one. So let me throw up this wall of defense to keep him from really getting in.
So what do you do with that if you're 5-10 years in a relationship and you're still talking about I don't like being vulnerable? Well, how do you handle that?
A lot of drinking. I mean,
So where you at, see?
Wow, that's love, doctor. Pretty much hit the nail on the head about being consistent, because I can relate to that. It's been brought up in my relationship, my wife, because I'm the opposite of how the doctor feels. I don't like the independent part of the woman, you know, especially when you're with me. You know, I asked you to marry me, so now you can leave the independence alone. You know, you're with me now. I can take care of everything. That's kind of, I'm kind of old school.
So do you feel that you want her to be totally dependent on you, or
not totally dependent? I don't want to, how can I say it? I don't want a puppet, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, my wife she does have some independence in her, and then it kind of gets in the way sometimes. I say, look, you know, I told you I was going to handle this, and I come home, and she's already done it, you know, whatever it is, and I kind of get upset, like, all right, well, you know, she wasn't waiting on me, and it's certain things that I tell her I'm going to do something, and then that time comes, and I don't do it, and then the second and third time, and then she actually takes it upon herself to do it herself. I can't get mad. at her for doing it, and I told her I was going to do it. So,
is it degrees to that? Because this is different between taking out the garbage and making sure the life insurance is paid up. You know, those are two different scales.
I agree. Stuff around the house, for example, you know, and I don't know, simple things, nothing too major.
Okay. So, do you feel that it's deserving of the backlash that you get for? Forgetting to do those small little things?
I would say yes. Okay. I would say yes. I own up to it.
Everything is a big deal to women. Sometimes for men, it's like, it was just insurance.
Yes.
Right. I could pay it next week.
Right. Yes.
For them, no, it got to be paid on the date and say pay it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I understand that.
Everything is a big deal.
Everything.
So where you at? What is an independent woman to you, man? I'm going to lead you with that question. First of all, do you like an independent woman?
I mean, yes. I mean, I kind of want like half.
Okay, I was going to ask you what the percentage. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to be dependent on your direction, but you know, still have a mind to think for yourself when you're lying around.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I mean, independent enough where she can get things taken care of without having to go in my pockets. You know,
little delayed. It kind of took a while to register, but yeah, that was definitely one of those moments.
But I mean, I don't want nobody who just straight up dumb. You know what I'm saying? You know, got to call me for everything.
Can I get this bra?
Yeah, like it's $3 too much to spend. Oh my god! But you just spent $100 on nothing, though. Man. You gonna call me up for $3 now? You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, but, man.
Just got some brains up there, you know, just some common sense, you know.
I'm gonna throw this out here, because obviously you can't do it, especially with dealing with a woman. Mm-hmm. If you're married, you definitely know what I'm talking about. But if you can mold your perfect woman, we ain't gonna leave the body totally out of it. We talking about the mindset and the structure. Okay. How would they be molded?
I would say with a mute button.
Man, wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Or an attitude adjustment button, you know? I mean, why do everything gets me so... I mean, so much emotion. We having a conversation and just...
Yes.
I'm not screaming at you. Why you got to take your voice to that extra level?
Yeah, I mean, you look at me when you say
that level to match yours. It's not a screaming match. Let's just sit down and just talk. Yeah.
Okay, so let me write that down. A mute button. Got that. Okay, what else? You molding your perfect personality wife. Mm-mm. What you got?
Yeah, just like Rome said... just talking about anything, talking about $10, you know, you can turn their emotion down. You know what I'm saying? That emotional button. You know what I'm saying?
Turn down for what?
Yeah. Yeah. Turn that junk down. Like, chill out, man. We just talking about $10. Come
right,
on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all should see the man's face every time he goes into this topic. It's like he got this look that he does. But see, Murder, man, where you at? You thinking hard, man. Just give us like three. You ain't got to give us the whole list.
Man, I'm trying to think because he actually... Mav actually took my, you know, I was going to say a non-emotional button.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we can have a conversation without us getting heated, blood pressure rising. So definitely a non-emotional button. And I would say, just a happy button. Just be happy all the time. Mm-hmm. Come in the door, smile. Hey, baby, how was your day at work? You know, regardless of what you did, you know, that'll make me feel a lot better.
Make you feel a lot better.
Brighten my day. I would say a happy button and a non-emotional.
I'm going to throw this up on the website, and I'm going to do it for both parties. I'm going to be fair. If you can make your perfect personality spouse, what would you want out of them? Men, of course y'all going to chime in. I want to know what y'all got to say. It's going to be up on CultureShockEntertainment.com and on Facebook, Culture Shock Entertainment. Women, we want to know what your perfect man would look like. We would like to hear if you are consistent with this lovely, articulate, and intelligent woman on her idea of the strong woman. Or are you totally on the other side of the spectrum? So let us know. We're going to go ahead and switch and let y'all cool off because we know y'all done blew up your house. Everything is on fire right now. It is World War III. Calm down. This is just conversation, people. Woo-sigh a little bit and breathe, and we'll get back to you when you get your emotion levels equaled out and balanced and everything. So without further ado, let's move on a little bit. We're going to transition just a little bit, but we're still kind of dealing with the relationship situation right here. So let's go ahead and move on to the next set of things. Simple question. Y'all should be able to catch on to it right away. I'm not going to build into it. Ring or no ring? Married people, do you wear them or no? And why is that? Let's start off with you, C.
Oh wow, that's a great topic actually. I do wear I have it on now,
mm-hmm.
wife. I do wear it sometimes. See, the thing is, doing the work I do, you can't wear jewelry at work. They did have a rule where you can have your wedding band on, no earrings, nothing else. But then they just changed the rule recently, saying they don't want any jewelry of any kind on mm-hmm. your finger. So I never wore mine anyway. It's kind of too nice of a ring to wear at work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, when I come home, if I go somewhere, I'll put it on. Sometimes I forget. It's not, if I'm going to work out, I won't grab it. I don't wear it 24/7. I mean, we've been married. Ooh, don't get me. It'd be 17 years this year.
Did you get it right? You better have gotten right.
Yeah.
All right.
98. It'd be 17 years in October.
Okay.
So it's not like I forgot my ring. Let me turn back around. It's like, everybody that know us know we, you know, who Steph is. She know who, they know who I am. It's right. Like, you know what I mean? So I do forget sometime, and then sometime I'm like, I ain't gonna worry about it.
I wish Shay was here for this one, because I think we got a whole room of 9 ring-wearing brothers. So come on, love doctor. Tell us why you don't wear your ring.
Well, I'm light-skinned and we out of style right now.
So you ain't no threat to anybody.
I ain't no threat.
I got you. So is that it? That's why you don't wear your ring?
That's it. That's it. Right. Oh, he ain't dark enough.
Right, okay. I mean, you do look like Swiss. I don't know if anybody have ever seen the pictures. Go to the profile page and look at the pictures. This is Swiss Beats' identical twin brother over here. So, I mean, if y'all, I don't know if he's in or not, but if he is, then that excuse ain't gonna fly. I'm just gonna put it out there. Mm-mm. So go ahead, man. Why you don't have a ring on? Although I noticed you have a tattoo around your ring finger. Do you feel does that qualify enough? Is that good enough? Or let us know.
So when I first got married, I wore it a whole lot. I mean, it was pretty much for me to feel married and to also to show people I was married and show women I was married that I was off limits. It was really helping me stay out of trouble.
Mm.
So really, like, I never took it off. You know what I'm saying? I always kept it on every time I leave my house. I always had it on, you know. But if I kind of forgot it, you know, earlier in my marriage, I would kind of feel like I wasn't married anymore. You know, if it wasn't on my finger, I would kind of feel like, you know, I'm kind of free. You know, mm-hmm. but when I put mm-hmm. it back on, I feel like I'm married.
You bound.
You know, yeah, I'm bound. You know what I'm saying?
Like shackles.
You know, but so now it's been like 5.5 years now, you know, and we done been through so much stuff in these 5.5 years. It's like lately, it's like I'm actually really feeling married now. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I don't know if y'all understand what
I'm
saying.
Through the test, the trials, and the tribulations.
Say, you're seasoned now.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I actually feel married now to where I don't even, like, if I forget it at the house, it's like.
So your swag don't turn up when you see that fine woman walking past
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm good, you know?
Right.
I'm good. So, I mean, I can forget it sometimes now and just still be cool. You know, feel like I'm married, you know?
Right, you feel like you're married. That's an interesting way of putting it, but I got you. I got you.
And I actually spoke to my wife about this. It was probably like a week ago, you know what I'm saying? And she ended up giving me like a whole lot of brownie points for it, you know what I'm saying? Because I actually feel like I'm married now. You know?
Oh, because you said that?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know?
That's dope.
But I do have a tattoo. Like, my wife kind of put me into like getting it, like.
The brand in you, huh?
Yeah, she put me into getting it. Probably like.
Wait, did the tattoo say her name?
It say, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It say her name on her, but it say Lady V, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Lady V can be referring to, you know, man's best friend down below, you know what I'm saying? What's Lady V? You know what I like, dog. You know what I'm into.
And then she got, you know,
Big Daddy.
She got mine up on hers, you know what I'm saying? Her finger, she put me into it. She was kind of really wanted to brand me up on her, you know? Or her branded up on me or whatever, you know. But I feel married now, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you might
see
me with
that's another t-shirt.
Them.
We got I'm just trying to stay married, and we got I feel married now, man. We're going to make some money off of this, man. We're going to do it.
Yeah, so that's the reason y'all might not see me with mine on sometimes, you know. Plus, I got this big tattoo right here. So
do you feel that tattoo qualifies like this is my ring when I ain't got my ring on?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's what's up. Well, for me, the first 8 years of my marriage, I went a total of one day without having my wedding ring on, because and I was literally going to church without my wedding ring. You know, I was going with one of my aunts or something like that, and they took me out of my normal routine. I have to have a routine in place because I know if something's missing.
Right.
So they kind of switched up the routine. I took my ring off to lotion up and left it. That's the only time I've ever left it. Now I have a job where, just like C Murder over here, you can't wear rings anymore. So for the most part, unless like yesterday was the weekend, it was Saturday, and you know, my swag was up a little bit, my fit was looking right, just cut my hair, was looking fresh. I'm like, I gotta have all the pieces to Voltron to make sure he forms correctly. so my ring was a part of that too, so I remembered to get the ring. But normally, now that it's not a part of my daily routine anymore, that ring might stay in there the whole week and not even come out. Yep. You know, they say you have a man's hand, you know, when you wear a ring, so you can tell if a brother wears a ring or not, even when he doesn't have it on. And of course, I had one because I've worn it 8 years consistently. But I've gone without wearing it so much now in this ninth year that literally my man's hand is disappearing. You can't even see where a ring used to be. So, I mean, all in all, my wife actually hasn't tripped about it. I mean, because she know what I do and she know what I'm bringing home. So I think that all, you know, blurs everything else. So I haven't had any problems out of it. Ironically, and thankfully, I haven't had any situations yet, but on all the other jobs I've worked yet, this ring has saved me from having to shut a lot of women down. Like, it'll be like, you feel a flirt coming, you know what they're doing, it's like, and then they just stop, you married? Yeah, I know it's shining a little bit. Yeah, I'm married, you know, this and that, kind of back off. So I'm interested to a certain degree, because, you know, I don't want no problems at home and nothing like that. I don't want to have to explain nothing, but I'm kind of interested to see how it happens without having my my Captain Planet ring going to say, you know, I'm married, back up off me, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to do it for myself now. You know, when they come on like, hey baby girl, you know, I know all this sexual chocolate over here is doing something to you, but it's not for sale, it's not available. So, you know, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna handle that when that time comes. I don't know. So yeah, let us know, people. Do you wear your rings or don't you wear your rings? We want to know why. We want to know how you do it. I would like to get a percentage of women that don't wear rings. We know men do it for various different reasons. How many women out there don't wear rings? Let us know.
Gotta be small.
They gotta be mad.
Gotta be a small percentage there.
Yeah. So you're right about that mad thing, and you know somebody's mad at home, and that almost seems like that vulnerability thing we were talking about earlier. Because if I see a woman that says she's married without a ring, and if I was still that vindictive guy before I got married, I'm like, oh, this is my time to shine.
Opportunity.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but yeah, I would definitely like to know, women, what is the percentage of you all out there that don't wear your rings and why? You know, it'd be interesting to know why you don't wear your rings, but you're still married. You know what I'm saying? Is it because you really don't want to be married anymore? Is it because, I don't know, maybe you work in a factory or a coal mine or something too, and you can't wear a ring? I don't know. Let us know. CultureShockEntertainment.com, CultureShockENT on Twitter, CultureShockEntertainment on Facebook, all those different platforms. Look us up and let us know how you feel. Love Doctor. Hold on, let me make sure I get you taken care of right. We got to do this thing right. Let's switch it up, man. What you got for us, man?
Body lotion.
Okay. Man, I mean, these leaders, like, he get the best headlines ever. Like, body lotion. Okay. So
don't wait till the sun is out.
Don't wait till the sun is out. Don't wait. Okay, that's a new one.
Dim the lights and get that Victoria's Secret lotion.
Okay,
rub her down.
Rub her down. So you should neglect
your girl,
right? So you should forget about getting rubbed down yourself. What did you say earlier before the production meeting? You said something had a topic on your mind.
As far as, you know, be having a busy schedule. How often, as a man, do you, you know, set the tone or create an atmosphere of romance?
Gotcha. Good. So let's pause right there. No one answer any questions because we have to end the show where it stands right now. But you know how we do around here. We're going to pick it up in the overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. So how often do you brothers out there, and I love that the onus is put on the brother, set the tone in your household? Do you do it once a week, once a month, every day? We'll find out in a minute. But for right now, this is the end, ladies and gentlemen. We're ending the Bandon Brothers radio show for today. We appreciate you and thank you for listening. Make sure you listen every day at Friday. And you know, matter of fact, there has been a schedule change. Ladies and gentlemen, the show will now be airing on Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, for all you busy weekenders that want to get out and enjoy your week after working so hard, we'll be airing on Thursdays now. So make sure you tune in that Thursdays at 8 Eastern Standard Time. You can also listen to the podcast on CultureShockEntertainment.com. You can look us up for news and facts and blogs and all that fun stuff on Facebook.com/CultureShockEntertainment. We're also on Twitter. You can mention us, subtweet us, all that fun stuff you like to do. We would love to hear from you. But if you're tuning in right now, make sure you go on over to the podcast and listen to this Overdrive, ladies and gentlemen, because it's about to get real out here. But until next time, we are out.